With Grant Napier in Las Vegas, where tonight the Kings will play the Los Angeles Lakers in preseason basketball action. I'm Mike Lamb, and an absolute honor to have on my crew co to spend some time with us to talk about the San Francisco Giants moving on to the National League Championship Series. Mike, you're on with Grant. Mike, thank you for coming on the show.
Hey, Grant. Mike, how you guys doing?
We're doing great. We're doing great. Probably not as well as you're doing right now to sit there and watch this team and watch this season. And I just have to ask you, you know, to see the way that this team started, to see what happened in Oakland in that series, and to see where you guys ultimately are right now, it's got to have been a great year for you to call.
Well, this is what, you know, you hope happens when you're involved with a team, either as a player or a coach or a manager, and certainly for us broadcasters, because the story that we've been given to tell has just been a gift. And there are so many characters, there are so many great storylines coming out of the Giants clubhouse every day. I mean, you don't even know where to start. I mean, there are so many rogues in there that are just cartoons. I mean, and they just love the game of baseball. They love being around each other. They can't wait to get to the yard. They hate to leave it. It's a great time.
Hey, Mike, how much, in your opinion, does the fact that the Philadelphia Phillies have been there twice, won once in the last 2 years, how big of a check mark do you give them in the intangible column in this series?
Well, I mean, experience in that environment is invaluable because you relax. You know, you don't. You're not amped up, and I think you have an advantage early in the series until you get your sea legs. When you're experiencing the playoffs for the first time, you never really know how you're going to deal with the adrenaline. Now, if you look at what the Giants did in their series with Atlanta, I thought the first-timers did great. I mean, especially the pitching. It was crazy good. So, I mean, I think the fact that you have one series lets everybody get their sea legs. But still, I mean, having been there a couple times and having won it a couple years, I mean, that's an invaluable experience because you know what? You think you're going to win. And a lot of times you get 25 guys, everybody's thinking they're going to win. Oftentimes they do win. But having said that, there is only one team in the National League that can beat the Phillies, and that's the Giants.
Mike Kruko, our guest here on Sports 1140 KHTK. Mike, I was reading where Boach is going to tweak the rotation a little bit there, and he's going to move Jonathan Sanchez up to go game two. Explain to me and explain to the listeners the reasoning behind that.
Well, just I think the pitcher type, if you start talking about what type of pitcher Matt Cain is compared to Jonathan Sanchez, I think that you know, having Cain pitch here in San Francisco is a little bit of a better fit for his style of pitching. He's a fly ball strikeout guy, and if you have a fly ball guy, you know, you want to have a bigger ballpark. So that's the reasoning, and I think, you know, they don't have a lot of history in that ballpark, at least Jonathan Sanchez doesn't, but what history he has is very good. So it's just a matter of getting guys matched up with areas that they've succeeded in. And Jonathan Sanchez's history is a little bit better than Matt Cain's history in Philadelphia. So if you have the opportunity, you know, flip him around. I mean, eventually, if this thing goes seven games, Cain's going to have to pitch the probably the last game of you know, the seventh game, or if it goes seven games, and he's got to do it in Philadelphia. So, but, you know, if you've got the opportunity to flip him and have him pitch comfortable in his own yard, I think he prefers it, and that's what the move was. But, you know, it's nice to have those problems when you have three really good pitchers that can match up against anybody. And the bottom line is it really doesn't matter where they're at. They're all going to pitch good.
Mike, it's interesting to me that a lot of the people around the country, and not that that means anything, but everybody's thinking Phillies, Phillies, Phillies. They're the favorite. The Giants are underdogs. Some people think big underdogs. But, you know, when you really dissect and you look at their team, you look at the Giants, you look at the six games that they played this year, you look at how well the Giants pitchers have been and everything else, to me, I'm a little surprised why so many people consider the Giants big underdogs. I can understand underdogs, but big underdogs, that's surprising to me.
Well, I'm just going to answer that one way. The three really big bats in the lineup for the Phillies are left-handed. Chase Utley, Ryan Howard, Raul Ibanez. Giants have the best left-handed pitching in baseball. And I think that in itself right there can neutralize any advantage that the Phillies have had over other teams because they don't have the same type of left-handed pitching the Giants do. So that means the right-handed hitters become, you know, the X-factors in this series. Jason Worth is a guy who's got holes. You can pitch to him. You know, Placido Polanco is another guy who, you know, you can make good pitches and you can beat him. And I think the Giants have the pitchers that can do that. So I think that fact that the Phillies are so, you know, over-favored right now is just reacting to the fact that they've been there before. They've got so much more offense on paper than the Giants. But if you look at what the Giants have done offensively in that yard, you know, they've banged pretty good with the Phillies. So I just don't see it as a huge advantage, and I'll repeat myself. there's one team in this National League that can beat this Philly team, and it's the Giants. And it's for, you know, the fact that they have great arms to neutralize those bats.
Mike, looking at what the Giants did offensively against the Atlanta Braves, they hit a little bit over 200. I think they scored, it was 11 runs. And I'm wondering if you look at this team, and that's a big point of concern, or are we looking at this the right way? Because everybody's assuming it's all about the two staffs, and it's not necessarily about what's going to happen offensively, that these are going to be low-scoring, tight games. Do you think that's how it's going to go, or you know, is there the chance that everything goes counter to that, and we do see an offensive explosion for one of these teams?
Well, the Yards are much more livelier than Philadelphia is much livelier than what Atlanta is. And
okay.
They're going to be low-scoring games. I don't see a lot of scoring going off against the starters for either club. And when you start talking about Halladay and Oswalt and Cole Hamels, who's throwing as good as anybody in this game right now, I mean, you're not going to score a lot of runs off them early. I think if the Giants have an advantage in the pitching staff, it's in the bullpen, and I think that's where these games are going to be decided. I think they're going to be close games. I think they're going to be more one-run ball games. And you mentioned the fact that the Giants didn't hit in Atlanta. They didn't, but they still won. And they took 3 out of 4. So, right. You know, a team that's confident when they're not hitting, I mean, that's a team that feels like, hey, if they do hit, it's a bonus. And at some point in time in the game, I think they will get some hits, but I think it's going to be against the bullpen.
Mike Ruco joining us here on Sportsline. Mike, players aren't used to having this much time off between games. Even the All-Star break's not this long for all intents and purposes. How would you as a player deal with it, and how do players deal with it? And thirdly, in your opinion, does it affect guys that are hot, et cetera, when they get a 4 or 5 day layoff and they've got to then go play?
Well, that's a great question. And I think if you're a veteran player, you hate it. But this is not a veteran team, at least not in regards to the playoffs when you're talking about the Giants. And guys like Buster Posey, they're gassed. You know, they need some days of rest. You know, they've never played September baseball, let alone October baseball. So the extra days are going to help guys like Posey. They're going to help guys like Brian Wilson. They're going to help the starters. You know, I think if anything, in that the rust is a disadvantage to a more experienced team. They get into a rhythm. They're strong. They don't want to take a day off, 3 or 4 days. I mean, the old thing in baseball is you take one day off, that's fine. You take two, you know it. You take three, the guy in the stands knows it. So rust is definitely something that's going to be an issue these first couple of games. But to get back to the point where if you're a young team and you've been grinding hard to get to where the Giants have gotten, a lot of times those young legs need some rest. And I think the Giants are going to benefit from these days off.
What about mentally? You know, we always talk about the physical aspect of a game. You know, when you look at the Giants, they had to go really right down to the wire. Every game in September was important. The final week was grueling. And so I ask you, mentally, isn't this a nice break for them just mentally to, hey, exhale a little bit?